It's a difficult place to be, waiting. Have you ever spent any time waiting for anything? Never. Are you a good waiter? You know, you go to the your restaurant and you've got a waiter, but you're not very patient typically in waiting. You value fast service, yes. You know, at least it's good food. We just don't like to wait. During the 90s, one of the movements that kind of grew was this concept of true love waits. Basically, encouraging and valuing sexual purity before marriage, helping to turn a tide of promiscuity that was happening rampantly among teenagers. So true love waits. Great concept, right teaching on that. You need to wait because, you know, the old saying is good things come to those who wait. And so that's a truism. That's a good concept. But does that apply in all places of life? Because I'm thinking if it's, you know, if whatever it is that you're waiting for, if it's so good later, why can't it just be great right now? You know, I remember when I was eager to drive. You know, you're 15 years old, getting eager to get, at that time, I think you could drive it, or under that time, you could drive at 16. I don't know what you can drive at now because Georgia changes their laws. And you've seen teenage drivers, I know. So you got to wait till you can get to the point where you can drive a vehicle, or maybe it's in that season that you're of marriageable age and you're looking for that right person, but you just have to wait for God to provide the right person, which I'm so thankful that when I stopped desperately seeking, God provided the best person for me, my wife, Jennifer. There's a lot of times you have to wait. Having a baby is a beautiful thing, but you have to wait at least 9 months, sometimes years. People are waiting for babies, praying that God would provide. Now, seasons of waiting is very difficult. In college, my most biggest frustration was waiting at the dryer at the laundromat because it never worked the first time. You had to put in your extra 75 cents, and then you wait and wait, and then you take home wet clothes sometimes. Just waiting. We don't like to wait. Today, I want us to look at Esther chapter 5, because what I see here is God's illustration of both patience and impatience. And we toggle between the two often. But God's going to show through the life of Esther how he desires for people to wait at times. Now, good things come to those who wait. But really, if we looked at the concept in God's economy, I think the best things come for those who wait. You can have good things now. You know, there's a guy with a famous book out called Your Best Life Now, and all he can really give you is a good life now, because I know from the Scriptures the best is coming. Would you agree? But we have to wait. We have to wait for God's greatest blessings. But best things come to those who wait. But even in waiting, it does not require us to be still, necessarily. Yes, be still and know that I am God. That is a true verse. But in our seasons of waiting, God does not necessarily call you to be passive. In your seasons of waiting, you need to be very active about the things He has called you to be obedient to what you do know. But to be patient for His ultimate fulfillment of the answer. Waiting does not require you to be apathetic and sitting on your couch waiting for God to do all things. God can do all things. But oftentimes in waiting, He requires for you to be obedient to move forward in what you are certain of.